This Civic Media podcast is sponsored by UW Organ and Tissue Donation. Organ donations are desperately needed, and now is the right time to become an organ donor. Talk to your family. Get the dot. Save lives. Go to heroicdeed.com.
Welcome back to Matt Mair on Air. Jane Matt Mair, Greg Buck, resident young person Calvin on the board, coming to you from our studio here at Radio Park in Racine. Join us, call or text 855-752-4842. Leave a comment if you're watching on the live stream on Facebook, YouTube, and what used to be Twitter. Before we went to the break, we were talking to J.R. Radcliffe from the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel about the passing of Bob Uecker. Passed away earlier this morning at the age of 90. And off the air, Greg and I were talking about this, and then Cindy texted in from Wausau listening on WXCO. Maybe they should change the name of the stadium to Bob Uecker Field.
Amazing.
That would be amazing, Cindy. That's not going to happen. There's too much money involved, but maybe they could do it for a day.
Yeah. And I mentioned maybe rename the broadcasting booth section after him.
The Uecker booth. That would go over big.
Yeah, I mean, I just feel like that this season's going to be, regardless of how they play, it's going to be very special, and I wouldn't be surprised if, you know, opening day is going to be beautiful, and they'll probably have a memorial service there for him as well. And I would love to try to be there, but yeah. Yeah, it's the
end of an era.
Yeah, absolutely. And like JR said, like, just there's not a lot of broadcasters like that anymore.
And there probably never will be again.
Unfortunately
not. Coming up tomorrow, we have a big staff meeting where we're going to do a full spa day. I don't know if you were told about that.
I signed up for the mani and pedi.
Did you? Excellent. Yes. So we're going to have a specially curated show for you tomorrow. Mm-hmm. We're going to pre-record with Luke Mathers right after we're off the air with some things we didn't get to this morning because of the passing of Bob Uecker. And then we're going to do a replay of some of our favorite stuff from earlier in the week. That will be happening tomorrow starting at 10 a.m. Things just going to be a little bit different tomorrow again. We have a big, big meeting where we'll be all the, you know.
Wait, there's a meeting? I was told it was a spa day.
It's a spa day. There's a short meeting where they will beat us about the face and neck with sticks. It's going to be fine. It's all going to be fine. It's 11:54, Calvin. That means it is time for
This Shouldn't Be a Thing.
If you ever have a thing you think should not be, send it in to Greg and me at Jane Says, JaneSays, Jane Says at civicmedia.us. This from Yahoo Life. Headline reads, UK pizzeria reignites pineapple debate with $120 charge. Lupa Pizza in Norwich, England, usually charges around £12. For one of its meals, that's about $14. Mm-hmm. Pineapple lovers who want pineapple on their pizza will now have to pay £100 if they want that on their pizza. It's available at the restaurant's delivery menu alongside with the caption, sure, for £100 you can have pineapple on it. Order the champagne too. Go on, you monster.
And it comes with flicking the V in your face, too. If you know England, you know what that means.
For our co-owner Francis Wolfe telling the Norwich Evening News, I absolutely loathe pineapple on a pizza. The move has renewed hostilities in this long-running dispute. A former UK finance minister weighed in that pineapple on pizza is appalling. So far, the row has remained mainly verbal. The restaurant owner writing on Facebook, we are looking forward to an influx of pro and anti-pineapple campaigners voting with their feet and wallets. Little scuffle in the streets. We will televise it.
It almost seems like this is being more done for attention than it really is. And so I don't hate pineapple on pizza.
I have never tried it.
I knocked it over. I knocked it down for years and years and years and years. And then finally someone said, have you ever tried? I said, no. And they said, try it. I had a little bit. I liked it. Immediately, my first thought was, dang it.
I like it.
Wrong. I will never order one. I don't want an entire pizza of one.
I can see a slice of it being tasty.
But don't knock it till you try it. And if you don't like it, that's fine. But there's such a visceral hatred for it. And I would bet 65% of the people who are like, disgusting, have never tried it.
And I'm one of those people because I used to rag on this all the time. And after talking to you before we went on the air and with the saltiness of the ham, I can see it. One slice, though, because a whole pineapple pizza would be a little kind of sweetness overload.
That's too much.
Tony on the live stream says, what are they doing? They are removing the best pizza. Two arms, pineapple fans.
You know what I would do if I lived there? I'd walk in, I'd order a cheese pizza, and I would just open it up, and I'd throw ham and pineapple in their face, and be like, ha, I've gotten around your silly little rule.
You've been foiled.
Ha!
Nice try. That wraps up today's episode of
This Shouldn't Be a Thing.
We have news coming up next, followed by the one and only Todd Alba, noon to 2, Maggie Dawn, 2 to 4, Dom Salvia, 4 to 6, Peach Waba lightening it up with Nightlight from 6 to 8 p.m. Pat Kreitlow gets it going early tomorrow morning from 6 to 8, and then Earl Ingram right before us here on the Civic Media Radio Network. Thank you, Greg and Calvin and all of our engineers. Without you guys, nothing works. No joke. And thank you most of all for calling and for texting and for listening. It means the world. I hope you find some joy today, even if it's just a little bit, and you have the chance to share it. Stay right here on the Civic Media Radio Network. Have a great day.
The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.